Welcome back to New Rockstars. Miss Marvel's bangles were stolen off of a blue corpse. Could we be looking at our first hints at Kamala's Kree heritage? Or should we send Gargamel a congratulations card for a job well done? Either way, there probably isn't going to be a third Avatar movie. But this is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the nerdy titles that we love. My name is MT, and going rogue with me today is the future queen of the Kree Empire, and most likely to pull the fire alarm at your wedding, it's Jessica Clemens. What's going on, Jess?
Hi.
Hi. I'm just kidding about the fire alarm.
Yeah, no, she'll pull it. She'll do it.
And once you know it, the captain of the clandestines, it's my boy, off-screen producer, Brandon.
What's going on, Brandon? Leader of the clandestines. Did you, MT, did you insinuate that the blue body was an avatar? You think it was Jake?
Yeah, I did. Either Avatar, a Smurf, some type of other blue, maybe one of the blue men group men.
I mean, if Disney brings Avatar into the MCU, I'll be impressed.
Synergy.
You know, hey, multiverse, brand synergy, multiverse.
The Pandora can bring anything. Yeah.
Pandora's box is just the MCU in general. And the current vice king of the Inhuman Empire, it's Tom Michelson. What's going on?
Yes, unlike Black Bolt, I can talk, but I'll just talk very quietly. But yes, I am the vice king of the Inhumans. I just got to be very quiet, because if I get loud, then people's ears hurt. But it's not from a sonic scream. They just don't like my voice. So perfect. Anyway, well, thanks for having me, guys. Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right, gang. So, knowing this new format where I pitch a theory and you guys tell me whether or not you think it's roguish or bogus, or maybe just, you know, whether or not you approve or not, I'm going to shoot you guys with a weird theory about Miss Marvel. You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Y'all ready for this?
Now, guys, I'm not sure if you noticed, but that arm that Najma and Aisha came across was bluer than an Eiffel 65 music video from the year 1998. Now, isn't that suspicious? Well, I think that this could be proof that the Kree were involved with humanity for hundreds of years prior to Aisha and Najma finding the bangle, especially since we know that Kree blood doesn't have the right ingredients for evolution like human does, especially in the comics. And thus means that the Kree are incapable of becoming superpowered people like your Monicas, your Kamalas, or your Carols, a.k.a. Mona Kamala Danvers. That's my
Marvel's
name.
Say it one more time. One more time.
Mona Kamala Danvers.
It works.
That's a better title than Marvels, actually. I like that.
Right? That's better than the Marvels.
Hashtag Mona Kamala Danvers.
You're forcing people to spell it out.
Spell it wrong. That's why
MT got fired. MT got fired from the marketing department.
Understandable. Makes complete sense. Now it all checks out now.
MT loves MD Mona Kamala Danvers. All right. Anyway, so what would be the Kree's next best solution? Oh, I don't know. How about an interdimensional bangle that unlocks the Kree potential to be a superpowered being? Because we know from the end of Captain Marvel that Ronan the Accuser and the Kree Empire were very interested in the human weapons of Earth. You know, you're like Captain Marvel, with Ronan himself vowing to come back for the weapon, meaning Carol Danvers. He was like, I'm going to come back for you because, man, you destroy all those ships really good. And I didn't want some of that for the glory of the Supreme Intelligence. Now, so what if the Kree learned that these super old cosmic bangles that came bundled with the 10 rings from a meteor that struck Wakanda thousands of years ago, and wanted that bangle for themselves so that they can learn how to unlock their ability to do superpowered shit? What do you guys think?
So you think the bangle and the 10 rings were already made.
Came in the same meteor.
They were inside the... Someone put them in the meteor. So this was like a loot drop in Fortnite or something, right? This is like...
You said it completely right. I don't know why you said or something like that. Seems like you really play these games, bro.
I don't know. Is that what the kids are doing? Is that the Minecraft? Is that Minecraft?
Is this Minecraft we're talking about?
But like, so do you think it was like a celestial, like put some like super... some super OP devices inside of a meteor and just like chucked it into the solar system and was like, somebody come find it.
I think that could very well be the case, or maybe even
because someone still has to make it, right?
Yeah, or maybe even this is just a wild idea. Maybe He Who Remains, like tossed like a chunk of vibranium of shit. He's like, all right, here's some shit that's gonna cause some chaos.
Like he went through, went through one universe and he's like, oh, this next time I'm gonna put some extra extra loot out there.
Sprinkle some extra, for this extra shit in this one. Wait, so are you saying it's the same meteor with the vibranium? That came with vibranium, it came with bangles, it came with rings? Or is it a second one? You're saying it's the same one?
I think that like there's one big event.
That killed the dinosaurs, maybe.
We know from Black Panther that Killmonger said that Wakanda was like, in Africa in general, was the center place of civilization. That's where everything popped off. So, like, I think that before, like, Pangaea split apart, maybe this meteor caused Pangaea to split apart and, like, spread off different artifacts to different parts of the world. And so we get the vibranium in Wakanda, and then the Ten Rings gets picked up by Wenwu, and, you know, and then this bangle gets lost in, was it Pakistan? Yeah, I mean, duh. Yeah. was it Pakistan? What show am I watching?
there's two bangles too, right? We know there's two bangles because they were like, where's the other one?
There's two bangles. Well, they were looking for the other one in the first one too. And when I say the first one, I meant like with the grandmamas. The grandmamas were like, we don't know where the first one is.
I don't want to put a hat on a hat, especially on your theory, MT, but like you made me think like the other time something struck the Earth was when the celestial Tiamat was planted. Do you think maybe he left behind, you know what I mean? Like that like magical stuff came with him and he just, you know, was planted in the center of the Earth, but like this other mystical energies or powers were left behind in these artifacts. I don't know. I never thought of that until you mentioned that, but I was like, damn.
That, you know, that's a really good idea.
Because you know they're trying to tie all this shit together, like from Shang-Chi to this, you know, like, and I'm sure Eternals, Phase 4 stuff, they're really trying to tie it all in, so I hadn't thought of that.
I would love if, like, this was just part of, like, celestial technology that was left behind from their, when they were just here, and just, like, just doing weird shit. Like, I feel like that makes a lot of sense, considering that, you know, in this new phase, we got Eternals, and we got, you know, just... Like, they're sort of just, like, introducing the Celestials, like, hey, we are the players. Like, we are going to fuck shit up very soon. And, like, we have been involved in Earth's evolution. So, like, this could very well be Celestial gear left behind from when they dropped that Celestial seed into the middle of the planet. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I like that.
I'll tell you what I don't like about your theory first.
Yes, go for it.
This is what I don't like. I don't like the idea that there is a meteor floating through space with just the right pieces of equipment that is needed for the humans on Earth 616. That is what I don't like. I don't like that it's like out of... Wouldn't you assume there'd be more meteors? Wouldn't you assume there'd be much more technology, not just like the bangles and the 10 rings, which I'm also already irritated about being like, okay, so we're saying the bangles and the 10 rings made by the same people on the same meteor. But I'm going to tell you what I like about your theory. I'm going to tell you what I like about you. This is like a chef cooking show. This is utter shit. But I fucking love sandwiches. They always do that. They're always like, this is the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
But not more, please. Today. They do stupid. Today. That's what I'm doing. So, though I hate it, let me tell you what I like, what I also hate. I do like though that it's basically what are they called, when we find not artifacts, but when we find it in the rocks, like pieces, like old bones and stuff, and then we
archaeology.
Well, that's the job. What's the actual thing?
A fossil.
A fossil. Thank you. Got him. So that's the job, you guys. I'm looking for the person that finds them. So
archaeologists.
No, god damn it. Yeah, I've been saying it for, you know what I mean. So I like the idea of the equipment being fossilized on something and it is just floating through space because that is what it would be because they're on a different planet. So I'm like, oh, it makes me mad that all these pieces of equipment would be on one meteor. But then I'm also like, but it could. And it damn well could after everything that's been happening. If just some pieces got left behind on something, even if it was a fossil, that fossil being the rock floating through space and finds itself on a random planet. Because then it's not just Earth 616. It would be 616, but it wouldn't just be Earth. It'd be other planets that also got that piece of equipment. We just haven't visited those planets yet. We're just looking at this one right here. So ultimately, would I make a deal with you? I will. But it goes against my nature.
So I feel like I'm on Shark Tank.
Yeah, that is just a Shark Tank.
All right, sharks. Do I get my funding?
Here's what I'm confused about, MT, with this whole like Kree thing, because I do think the Kree are involved somehow, and especially with like the blue skin. Which, how long was that dead body there for? Why was do Kree decompose? Like, that's the other thing. That's something to think about.
Can I ask you a question, Brandon?
Yeah.
So, are we just like ignoring that they called themselves the Djinns?
That's my next part, right? Is that like, well, they were saying like, this is what people have called us. They've called us Djinn. They've called us, you know, whatever, different names. That's not, and they're just taking that name for sake of the story, I think. Because I think they're hiding who they really are. Because the whole dimension thing is what's throwing me off. Like, why are these Kree from like another dimension and not just like from outer space? Are these Kree that were like kicked out of the Kree world for their beliefs, their weird religious beliefs? I also think, you know, because I think the way they're going to bring mutants into the MCU is like have them coming from another dimension or another universe, and like they're refugees in a way. I'm wondering if Kamala is like a mutant, and like they're going to make the X gene, they're going to mix like Inhumans and mutants in a weird way where it's like the X gene can get activated inside of people, kind of like instead of doing like Terrigenesis and all that stuff.
That's what Bruno said, he was coming in from inside of her. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like you have this, everyone, like maybe every human has like an X gene, or maybe just like descendants of mutants have this X gene, and it can be like activated, and like they're not really Djinn, or they're not clandestines or whatever words that she was saying. She was just saying that to Kamala, like I don't trust anything this lady has to say, but maybe they're like mutant refugees or something, and they're trying to find like a new homeworld. But they want to go back. I don't know. I'm really confused. How long has this Kree body been there? Back to my point.
No, when you brought that up, like this made me think about like the possibility of like, what if the dimension that like Najma and all of them came from was an alternate universe where the humans are already established? The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe, where we know that the Kree have already popped shit off. So like, what if they're just a group of Inhumans that call themselves the Clandestines because like, they're in a different region of the world. So like not everyone's going to call themselves the same things in different regions of the world. So it's like, all right, we're from this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe. The multiverse is broken because of He Who Remains, and like wormholes are opening up and shit. What if like, you know, they got tossed through one of those wormholes as to be exiled, and like, they're like, all right, we got to get home or else we're going to cause a freaking incursion. And that'd be really fun. And like the Kree are also from that other universe. And so they're like, all right, we have this bangle and we should probably, I don't know, I'm just throwing
out random bread on my MT, like what you're saying actually is kind of, I'm kind of combining with a little bit of what I was thinking last night when I was hearing them talk about, yeah, they're the clandestine and they're really evil, you know, now we know they're kind of evil and stuff, but, you know, and then, so getting back to your original theory about it being the Kree, yeah, I think the Kree, trying to find or create weapons, using the special jewelry is spot on, makes sense. But for a second last night when I was watching and they were talking about how come they don't age and how come they've been around, I was like, are these evil Skrulls maybe? Like, because we know we're setting up for secret invasion and stuff that's coming out. Right. Skrulls are going to have to be evil at some point for that to happen, I would imagine.
We need some evil right? Skrulls.
Right? Well, go on, Kevin Feige. We need evil Skrulls, right? So maybe this was, maybe the crashing was like, I don't know if you guys watched Beast Wars. I totally did. But like, you know, there's a war of the Kree and the Skrulls, kind of like the Maximus Predacons. And then they're fighting and they crash on Earth. And that's where these artifacts are found. But they're Skrulls that killed the Kree and are trying to get their weapons and they can't use them. And now they're kind of stuck on Earth from this dimensions and stuff. So I was just trying to think, because now that we've firmly attached this to Shang-Chi, and now that, of course, Captain Marvel, we're connected to the Kree, I'm like, they're still planting seeds for what's coming down the pike. And I was thinking, well, with Secret Invasion coming soon and with these guys being, you know, shifty characters, I was like, maybe the Skrulls have something to do with it. So I was just trying to tie what I was thinking with what you said is essentially what's happening. But yeah, I was like, I never thought of that. I really like that.
They could be like super Skrulls, right? Like they have abilities that are stronger than regular Skrulls.
Yeah.
Dude, I cannot wait to see Super Skrull in the MCU, bro. I cannot wait.
This could be the turning point where we're all like, oh, there's Skrulls. My cat just attacked the shit out of my hand. Oh my God, I hate her.
Oh no.
So,
I was going to say, you played it off very well.
Oh, did I? I went,
we had no idea. We had no idea other than my cat just spit the shit out of my hand. Like, I wouldn't have even known.
That's acting.
That's acting. That's
acting. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think it can go two ways, and I would be obviously, clearly, you don't want to be in my hands. Stop. I think it could be that watch them be like, they're Skrulls. They're Skrulls. They're Skrulls. But then they're actually going down the right of Eternals and being like cosmic, like gods. Because I'm like, a piece of me is like, when they were first like the djinn, I was like, oh, the demon ghost. If you play a lot of spooky video games, you know what a djinn is. So I was like, oh, it's a spooky ghost. It's a demon. And then I was like, or maybe their version of this demon is just a Skrull. But then I was like, or watch them just be going the route of Eternals and Celestials. And we think that they're going to go the Kree route, but watch them be like godly beings, godly demons, god demons. But that's a bummer view. That's my bummer account. Mm. I'm going to pick up my cat.
if they were Kree and they're part Kree and they're like Inhumans, for lack of a better term, you know, the Kree don't like the Inhumans, right? Because the Supreme Intelligence was like, the Inhumans are going to destroy the Kree. That you got to stop the experiments. So it would make sense that the Kree would like banish them to like another dimension and be like, you guys got to go here.
Like a Phantom Zone, maybe. Yeah, like their own version of the MCU Phantom Zone.
But it is strange that like they want to, like Najma wants to get back to this other zone. But like, why do you want to leave this realm so badly? She's like, we got to get back with our people. But it didn't look chill when Kamala kind of dripped into it. It didn't look very chill. Everyone looked kind of intense and angry and glowing eyes. I was like, I don't know. I want to live there.
And something's got to blow up for them to go back too. Yeah. So,
I mean, who knows, man? It seems pretty popping. Like, to have glowing eyes, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. Glowing eyes.
I don't even have, like, my eyes are just like straight up black.
Yeah, but also, yeah, light eyes sounds very stupid. I don't want it. I like to be, when I'm in the dark, I like to not be hidden. Or I like to be hidden. I like to be in the shadows, not caught.
I mean, especially since me and you fight crime every night together. Oh, fight crime! Obviously,
I just like to hide and then jump out and scare people.
Oh yes, no. That's your role, because like you're the distraction. I have you be the distraction that you hide, and they come and go to find you in your hiding spot. Yeah. Then I get them. Yeah. I get them in the back.
And right in the back of your head. Yep. And then just his cat bites the shit out of him. Yeah.
Bites the shit out at the end in celebration. Uh-huh. But no. Okay. So let's say this is time for judgments now, because I have now delivered my theory. Now, what do you guys think overall? Do you think that this theory of the Kree wanting to use these bangles to unlock their evolutionary biology before it gets stolen by Aisha and the gang, do you think that's too rogue? I'm starting off with Brandon. Rogue or Rogus or Bogus, Brandon?
No, I like this. I like this theory. I'll call it Rogus because, yeah, I think the Kree, they're scared of these bangles because of what it unlocks. I think it's tracking with that Inhuman kind of storyline. Like they want this evolutionary power back, but the overall Kree are scared of it and they want to destroy it. Full stop.
Yeah. All right. One vote for the theory. What you think, Tom?
I think I'm going to give it 2 rogue thumbs up also. I should have, obviously they're planning Captain Marvel 2 and stuff, so the Kree are going to be a big part of this. We're going into space, as opposed to being more like Shang-Chi, maybe, you know, Kalo related. And so I really like that. I hadn't thought about how the Kree would want to use this new weapons technology, but then like evolving and becoming more powerful. And yeah, it makes sense. And it tracks for what will probably be setting up for Captain Marvel 2. And it tracks for what the world of the show is building. So 2 rogue thumbs up.
Oh, all right. Thanks, Tom. Now, just saving the best for last, of course, Jessica Clemens. Do I What does the final shark member think?
I bet you're waiting to see where it goes. It's staying right there.
We get our first middle thumb.
I'll do slightly. I'm leaning more bogus. Or wait, rogus? I'm leaning more rogus.
Yes.
But
rogus.
I think just a little bit of spice. Just a little bit of spice, and I'd be completely rogus. Don't think it's bogus. I think it's far from bogus. But I'm just not going to give it the full... It's like getting a B minus. It's like giving a B
minus. It's just ogus.
Yeah, it's just ogus. And let me tell you. I need the B. I'm also allowed to be really stingy about my votes because I win Rogue Theory. I used to win Rogue Theory all the time. So I'm allowed to be stingy. I'm like the queen of this bitch. I'm allowed to be stingy.
Here we go.
And there is a B in bitch. So.
I allow this.
There is a B.
Like Jess just invented a new voting element for Rogue Theory. The middle thumb.
It's
Rogus, bogus, or ogus. I think I'm going to actually just implement that. Oh, that's kind of funny. All right. I'll take it. 2.5 thumbs up. Thanks, guys. but up next we are going to talk about who is really leading the Department of Damage Control. But first, some capitalism. Head on over to newrockstarsmerch.com to grab our Miss Marvel themed latest obsession shirt, Cosmic Daydream. This limited edition shirt will not be available for long. And when you purchase this shirt, you unlock the ability to get a custom shout out on Inside Marvel, our Miss Marvel after show. It's also your last chance to get our Obi-Wan Kenobi themed latest obsession shirt as well. So check out all of our awesome merch options over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this video. Guys, it's time to bring that summer heat into the bedroom for once in your gosh dang life. Confidence can take you far in life. It can also help in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate, if you know what I mean. That's where Blue Chew comes in before you do. Sorry.
Bad empty.
That gets two thumbs up for me. No.
Bad empty.
Two rogue thumbs up for me. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or just be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, because that's the worst. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. It's time to get off the couch and back to work. If your tool needs an upgrade, head to BlueChew.com. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ROGUE at checkout. Just pay $5 of shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ROGUE, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And also, we want to thank Stance, because since I got my Stance socks, I've made a solemn vow that they're the only socks that you will wear ever again. So you can imagine how excited that I am to hear that Stance is now expanding their scope to a full active apparel line. My emotions cannot handle this news. I'm so excited because they've got everything from shorts and sweats to hoodies and hats. And it's all so soft and colorful, people. And if you enjoy the comfort and creativity of Stance in the past, you're not going to believe what all Stance has in store for them now. Tommy recently gifted me Stance apparel, and I can't believe how incredibly soft it is. I thought Stance only made socks, but now they're making everything from joggers and sweats to hoodies and hats, and it's all really comfortable and super colorful with versatile style that you can wear almost anywhere. It's not just socks anymore. Stance is bringing color, comfort, and creativity from toe to head with the launch of our all-new active apparel line. That's right, what started off as a radical reinvention of your sock drawer is now expanding to your entire wardrobe. Check out Stance's super soft line of sweatpants and joggers, shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. Now available in a full range of fits, prints, fabrics, and fun. Embrace a life of superior comfort and creative expression with everyday active apparel that truly is stitch different. Stance's philosophy is that you should never have to sacrifice your individual style for the sake of comfort. And now you don't have to. So whether you're relaxing around the house working out at the gym, or running all over the town, Stan Snell delivers its signature softness and creativity in a full line of active apparel styles from toe to head. Stance has got you covered. Head on over to stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Use promo code ROGUE at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance Stitched Different.
From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts. And boy, does it really hurt. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. Use our promo code Rogue Theory, that's all one word, Rogue Theory, and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. To use the app, all you got to do is claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You then check in at the business when you're there, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and then you get paid from Upside. I've downloaded this app. I've used it at a couple different gas stations. It works great, super easy. It's a great little rewards program that's better than most things that stores offer on their own. In comparison to credit card or rewards loyalty programs, you can earn up to 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. $1 million. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating in the App Store. All you got to do is download the free Upside app and use promo code Rogue Theory. That's one word, Rogue Theory, to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code, all one word, Rogue Theory, when you download the free Upside app. Do it today. It's a great app. It's super easy. Check it out. Thanks to Upside.
Now that Brandon has done this amazing ad, I want to let Brandon do our second topic for the day.
Yes.
Brandon, take it away.
Okay, I've got a very rogue theory for you guys, okay? We've all seen how the DODC is really getting powered up. They got weapons. They got power to, like, bust into wherever they want. They're taking kids off the street, taking them to their little holding cells, right? The main guy we've met is Agent P. Cleary. We don't know his first name. All we know is he's Agent P. Cleary. He's been running the show ever since Spider-Man No Way Home. Well, this is what I'm getting at, MT. He is a little douchey, right? It seems like his partner, though, she's a little more aggro. He's trying to tamper her down a little bit. But who is this Agent P. Cleary? Where did he come from? Here's my rogue theory, okay? Agent P. Cleary is Nick Fury in disguise, okay? He's wearing one of those... Black Widow face mesh things.
I think
that after we saw Nick Fury last in Far From Home, when he was up on the space station, he's like, where are my shoes? Who stole my shoes? Okay.
Where's my mask?
He gets his shoes back and he's like, I gotta go down to Earth. I gotta clean all this stuff up, right? He becomes Agent P. Cleary, and no one knows that it's Nick Fury, which he loves to do. He loves to sneak into places. SHIELD is gone, right? This is the new SHIELD. DODC is the new SHIELD. He's taking it over. And we know how much Nick Fury loves interrogating teenagers. He loves doing it. I think he saw what...
It's his favorite thing to do.
He saw what little Peter Porker got up to in Far From Home. He's like, I got to go talk to this kid for real this time, but not as Nick Fury. I'm going to show up as Agent P. Cleary. That's how he has all that information on Spider-Man. That's all his like personal info, right? And now he's very interested in what's going on, you know, between the Ten Rings and now this like Bangles thing. He's into what's going on because, like MT was talking about, you know, these are possibly Kree that are coming in, people coming in from other dimensions. We know that's like Sword's territory, right? This like kind of like otherworldly stuff. So I think he's snuck in. He's taken over the DODC, a government organization, so that he can be in charge without the government knowing that it's Nick Fury. He's pretending to be P. Cleary. That's my theory.
Brandon,
you know
one thing.
Do you
smell that? It's certified fresh, bitch.
Oh.
It's certified
fresh. Oh. Oh.
Are you guys in the same building?
It tees up.
Brandon, get up for a second.
Invasion.
Get up for a second.
Yeah,
go
I'm
take
come
a whiff.
Over to Jessica's.
Go take a whiff real quick. You smell that? Because that's a fresh deep.
Over here.
That's a steal.
That's my theory, is that Pete Cleary is really Nick Fury in disguise.
The thing about that theory from board member number one is that is rogue as hell.
Right?
Yeah, check the box for being rogue as hell. Pretty plausible with the timeline. and also very plausible with how Nick Fury acts. Except for the one thing I hate, but still plausible. He didn't stop that racist woman at the DODC when she was like saying racist things. But we don't talk. Next big question. How much does Nick Fury care about race? Because I'm also like, it is a Nick Fury thing to be like, well, I see aliens every day. I see all these things. And it's like, yeah, but at the end of the day, you're still a black man in America, my dude. Get with it. Get with the program, Nick Fury. But
seriously,
I like him. I like it. I like it. I like it. What could he be, a Skrull instead of Nick Fury?
Well, I mean, that's a big theory, right? That Pete Cleary is a Skrull, but I think that's a fake out. And I think there is some changing going on, but it's Nick Fury. It's not a Skrull.
I can see this happening because we know that Secret Invasion is coming up, and that seems to be a very spy type of show between Nick Fury and the Skrull race. And so like, I can see Nick Fury wanting to take over the DODC in secret because, like, maybe the DODC has been taken over by the Skrulls. And he's like, you know what? I'm infiltrating the infiltration. And no one needs to, like, I'm deep undercover because this is what I do.
It's a secret invasion sandwich. People are secretly invading all over the place.
It's completely for secret invasion. And also Nick Fury just learning, just being undercover at the DOC, but specifically more in cover. Undercover and cover to figure out who Miss Marvel is, because they're like, this woman kind of has similar tropes to Captain Marvel. And so it could be like, there's a girl running around town dressed as you, but with actual superpowers. And she'd be like, what? What are you talking about? And it'd be like, there's another you around here. So I think it'd be very important going into the Marvels and Secret Invasion for him to be undercover, learning so much about the new superheroes that are coming. Also, the Avengers have fallen apart, so they don't have a new team right now. So it's like, I need another
Well, and it makes sense why they're looking for like enhanced people, right? Especially like young kids. That way he's like, I'm tired of dealing with like adults that I got to like manage all their issues. I'm just going to get a group of kids together
You can pay kids less money, not only because children, but because they're so happy to be working with their heroes. And it's like, free labor.
But I especially like this theory because, like, in the comics, and I believe in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe, if I'm not mistaken, there's this thing called the life model decoys. They're basically like human looking robots that, like, were just like, they very much look like humans, and like you can mistake them for humans and they could trick people out. And I think that maybe Agent Cleary could be a Nick Fury life model decoy that, like, talks like Cleary, but like Nick Fury is just talking through
he's controlling it up on the ship.
Like Men in Black. He's like a little alien inside. It's like it's Otto Ryan's belt. Yeah. This reminds me, hold on, let me check my notes real quick. Yeah, that's rogue as hell, Brandon. That's really rogue. I could clearly put a play out of a Justice playbook. No, I of course, yeah, I never thought of that. But that's really a fun theory because you know, like you said, the Department of Damage Control is kind of like a mini SHIELD. Like we already have the Stark drones now, and then SHIELD reappropriates Stark tech real quick. Like in Winter Soldier, the helicarriers now had repulsors, and every time, you know, there's some new kind of tech they can take and use for themselves, they do. And so yeah, some of these weapons, some of the things they do is very SHIELD like. And so yeah, going back on what MT was saying is I was thinking, well, if there was a way instead of Nick Fury maybe using the Black Widow mask, which could still work. Yeah, because he's still in space and he's controlling a life model decoy of this guy so that he can have it, you know, he can do both things at the same time. I never thought of that, but yeah, that's a really fun theory.
The Stark drones is a good point because I think that's also why Nick Fury came down to take over, because he saw that, like, what happens in Far From Home, he's like, oh shit, the government's going to take everything that Stark owns. And I need to find out what happened with Edith and I need to figure all this out. You know, Talos wasn't getting the job done.
And he's like, and Talos is not doing a good job as me. So I need it. Yeah. I need to get out there and get some shit done. So yeah, I like that.
And that's also why he told Peter Parker, like, oh, Nick Fury's been in space for a year. Just because he wanted to see the look on Peter's face.
And he knew immediately. You're right. He knew it right off the top of his head.
Like, very few people know Nick Fury's movements.
And why,
like,
would the damage control guy know that? Yeah, that's so random.
Exactly. Like, that is very sketchy. So, like, I definitely feel like there is some type of Nick Fury knowledge to, like, to, or some coordination to some degree.
Because, yeah, I was thinking he might have been a Skrull, too, because the Skrulls would then know and tell each other, like, hey, Pete Cleary, Skrull, like, you know, Nick Fury's up here. So that's why he'd know. But, yeah, he's cool. Don't worry about it. He's cool. But yeah, yeah, some kind of, like, life model decor. Bringing back that Black Widow mask is good every time. So, yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. I need more of that technology in the MCU just randomly.
Right.
Like,
and then somehow the mask can change wrong your man height and frog man. Yeah. Exactly. No, frog man is Nick Fury. There, we tied it all together.
Double undercover. Yeah, he takes off the frog mask and then the fake mask.
The helmet and then the fake mask. And then he turns from a Skrull into a Skrull after. Yeah. And he'll just be like, no,
not my frog boy.
Exactly.
Not my frog man. Yeah. But no, I like what you brought up, Tom, about how damage control is sort of the new SHIELD, because like it very much is. It's basically, it feels like SHIELD with a different name. And, like, if they're slowly just, and like I feel like Nick Fury, because of everything that happened in Winter Soldier, he's probably like, you know what, this new organization that's not SHIELD, but basically is SHIELD, is really just gathering a lot of power and resources. And like, I gotta see what's going on here. So let me infiltrate as Agent Cleary to see what the true purpose of the DODC is. Cause like, I think that Hydra could, cause like, I'd be super sketched out with Hydra or like Hydra's rise after having the organization that I spent my entire life working in being like, all right, that was a lie. So like, I have to go check these guys out. So I can see that Agent Cleary for sure. Working with Nick Fury or being Nick Fury. But let's do our final judgment on Brandon's
theory. Yeah, judge this theory. I dare you.
Fellow Sharks, starting with Jess, what is your vote for Brandon's theory, Shark Jess?
Yeah, give me that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'll take that.
I like that vote because I myself we'll give you a thumbs up as well. It's very rogue. I like it.
Very rogue.
And Tom, what do you think, buddy?
I wish I had more hands so I can give this thing full thumbs down. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. I loved it. It was so rogue and so fun. And it made me think about things I never thought of, especially like the SHIELD connection. But Nick Fury and the mask, I think... But who knows? Who knows? They could do anything. But I was like, that was just one. If you said life model decoy, I would have been like, okay, I can maybe buy that. But I don't. Yeah. I think Nick Fury's in space, you know, like eating, drinking his pina coladas and enjoying things. So,
with more hands, both thumbs down.
Brutal.
But I still like you, Brandon.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, I really like this theory, Brandon.
I really like it.
My pleasure.
And I had a lot of good points for sure.
Yeah. But now, back by popular demand, it is time for our rogue question.
Yeah,
popular
baby.
I'm ready for this Jessica one. Complaining.
Yeah, do it.
A recent trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder showed what appeared to be celestials looking in on a gathering of gods with Zeus. What is your roguest reason why some celestials would be at the Council of Godheads busting the party?
I think they're not busting the party. I think these are two celestials that Zeus like won over or like took control of or took as his own baby boys, because we know how he likes to go around the universe banging women and taking their kids. I think these two celestials, they're under Zeus's control and they're like the valets. Because they were like outside. I think they're like the valets. And when all these gods show up in different cars or whatever vehicles they use to get there, they chuck the key to a celestial and they're like, the celestial has to go park it. That's what I think they are. They're the valets.
I like that. I don't know if you guys watch Adventure Time, but like it kind of reminds me of the Gumball Guardians of the Candy Kingdom. Or like, it's like they're just big gumball. Like they're sort of like celestials. And anyway, the youths will understand.
You're too young for me.
Sorry, me too. Me too. I'm with you, Brandon. I'm with you on that.
I just think celestials deep down like to party. Also, I think so. Not only do they like to party, I think it's like, you know, like they kind of have to, you know. And I feel like the celestials are like, if one of us has to go, like one of us has to go to this party, and it's like, I don't want to go. And it's like, well, one of us has to go, so we're gonna have to draw. draws and see which one of us is going to show up. I think it's one of those parties where it's like, because they're so big that it's like, we still are like a community. We have to go join them for their stuff. But it's like, I don't want to go. So only two of them went because they're like, we don't all want to go.
I was like the opposite of you, Jess, because I was like, oh crap, the Celestials are coming. I thought we weren't fighting you. I thought we weren't either. And now they show up and like, hello, we're here. And I'm like, yeah, hello. Thanks for coming, guys. Jeez. I gotta entertain them all
kind
night.
Kind of a mess yeah, like, here. More this place is kind of dirty. Yeah.
We ate all of your chips. We need more chips.
Thank you for the guac. Yeah, they like take the whole bowl of snacks. Like, see, that's why we don't invite the Celestials. God, these guys are weird.
I think I might have broken your toilet. Exactly. Sorry.
Oh, I planted a new Celestial in your toilet. And it's like, what? It's
like, bust my plug. It's going to stay here for 80,000 years.
Exactly.
It'll grow. And when it finally grows, it will blow up this mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's like,
and you're piping.
He's like, that planet has my baby. That planet has my baby. That one too has my baby.
Oh, yeah. God, these I guys. Wouldn't want to invite them because I'd be like, they're like dogs. You see them dating in the backyard and you're like, hey, stop it. And they're like, get out of there. Get out of there.
Put no babies in my
baby.
Yard.
They're yeah, sprinting exactly. with their baby away from
it. Exactly. So I would imagine that they're like, oh, God, we got to invite
you plan
them.
A baby.
Yeah.
The unwanted guests.
Yeah, they're the unwanted guests. Like the neighbors and the God, you know, their godly neighborhood. They're like the neighbors be like, well, we can't not invite them. It's going to be too obvious. So, all right, just.
Yeah, they'll see it. They'll see everyone's here. They're going to know something's going on.
It's like, we brought you other planets to our casserole. And it's like, oh, I don't want to eat these planets. Just put them on the table. God.
No, I like all of these rogue answers, but like, I think the uninvited neighbors is my favorite scenario there because like, my God, it's just like, oh man, here they are. It's like, hey, you guys were meeting without us? What the heck?
Yeah. We made you.
It's like,
uh-huh, yeah, you made everybody. All right.
I can see Taika Waititi doing a really comedic take on the Celestials. Like, I would love to see two just funny Celestials. It's like, yeah, we're just hanging out, I guess. And like, we have no animosity. We're just doing our jobs, you know? So yeah, I'm going to give you the rogue points. I don't think we really do rogue points anymore, but I will give you the credits. I will vote my my host powers for you and your answer.
Yeah.
There you go. The winner of the rogue question is Tom. But that is it for this episode of Rogue Theory. I want to thank our amazing, amazing guests, Jessica Clemens, Tom Michelson, and off-screen producer Brandon for being on here today. I love you guys so much. You guys are so smart. And you guys, love spending time with you guys. And you guys watching can support our channel by checking out all of our awesome merch options over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And if you got your own rogue theories, you can share them on our Discord. If you're over 18, just search for the New Rockstar Discord server on Discord and join the conversation. You can follow me at Mastertainment on Twitter if you want to see me tweet some weird shit. You can follow New Rockstars on all our social platforms and be sure to hit that notification bell so you get notifications every time we upload a video and subscribe to our YouTube channel here on YouTube in general. We'll see you guys next time. We love you and have a great day. Bye.
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 Ta-ta.